taken two Tory majorities, Wellingborough and Kingswood, in a huge double blow for the Prime Minister. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer thinks it's clear people want change.
There is more work to do, there's a long way to go. And as every football fan knows, you don't win the league by a good result in February. So we've got to fight, got to earn every vote as we go forward.
Reform UK came third in both votes. Lawyers for the suspect in the abduction of Madeleine McCann have successfully got proceedings against him suspended. Christian B was due to stand trial on unrelated charges of rape and sexual assault over a 17-year period in Portugal. However, shortly after his arrival in court, his lawyer pointed to inflammatory tweets made by one of the judges, and proceedings have been stopped until next week. There are signs the economy might already be improving after we were told the UK has entered recession. Retail sales were up 3.4% in January, the biggest monthly rise in almost 3 years. It's claimed some mothers are skipping meals because they can't afford to live on the current statutory maternity pay. Unison and Maternity Action are calling on the government to double it to just over £364 a week. Josie Irwin is from the trade union.
Failure to keep up with increasing living costs is driving so many pregnant workers and new mothers into severe financial hardship. And the government's effectively forcing women to choose between their job and having a family.
And the shirt worn by Colin Firth in Pride and Prejudice is among a number of period drama costumes up for auction. Mr. Darcy's white top is estimated to fetch £10,000. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today, shall we? Looking a bit overcast here in Brentwood. It's going to be 14 degrees, light clouds and a gentle breeze. As you move into the weekend, it'll be cloudy on Saturday, the 17th, at 13 degrees. And on Sunday, the chance of rain at 14 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very happy Friday to you, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter of the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again on Monday morning. You got me for the next 3 hours with music, chat and more. I don't know what the more is, really. Probably talking about the strawberries. I'm still eating my Valentine's Day strawberries from Bob Simpson. Thanks, Bob. Delicious they are too. They would be really healthy if I hadn't covered them in loads of sugar. But you've got to have sugar on your strawberries, right? You have. Very tasty they are too. Except one of them have gone bad. But, you know, strawberries don't last very long. And they certainly don't taste. I'm going to sound so old. Like they did when I was young. But, seriously. Oh, I went into a Yorkshire accent. But it's true. It's true. I can always remember, actually, thinking about of being young, being in the garden, having something like minted and buttery potatoes. Now, it might have been with stuff like corned beef and some pickles, but I can remember that and the distinctive taste. I mean, minted buttery potatoes or new potatoes, not something I'd have now. I do have them very rarely, or I might if I make some potato salad. I'm a beast for potato salad. I think I actually want to make some today. I can just eat it and eat it. It is gorgeous. That and chicken, I think, are my favourite kind of things. You know, I do love chicken. And then sometimes I get in the mood for some beef, meat, like a burger or something. But that doesn't happen that often. But last night, I didn't know what to have for dinner. And I thought, I really, really, really fancy a burger. Funny enough, I just remembered I've got some in the freezer behind. And I thought, I need something meaty. Meaty. Because I've been ill, I haven't been eating properly and I have lost weight. Miracles upon miracles. Which I want to try and keep off. But I do feel like I need some meat. You know, sometimes you get in the mood. Anyway, in the end, I ended up eating some, like a little pot of noodles, which wasn't the same. And halfway through, I was eating it. And then since I've had this COVID thing, you're kind of eating. And then you, first off, I didn't eat very much at all. Hardly anything when I had COVID last week. And then when you do start eating, you eat a little bit and you think, oh, this is nice. And then you go, and it makes you feel like you're going to throw up. I didn't throw up, but that's how I felt. But yeah, it's pretty weird, actually. It's very weird, this new variant of COVID or whatever, you know, whatever it is. Because it was, it just made me feel so rough. And the sweating. Oh, the sweating. Oh, no. I mean, if you haven't eaten breakfast, I do apologise. But even this morning, I'm feeling a little bit kind of like, oh, you know, took a paracetamol before I came in. But it was that, you know, I woke up. I've never had night sweats in my life, ever. I read about them and I'm like laughing. No, I'm not. I read about them. But I had two nights of where I woke up and I thought, have I dropped water in the bed? I literally, that's how bad, I thought I'd dropped water on myself. And I kind of woke up and thought, what's going on? And everything around me was soaked. And I kid you not, it was horrible. But I think that's where it's coming out of your system. You know, dirty, dirty beast. It's horrible. It's horrible, the things that happen. But anyway, I'm back today. I'm back today. I did fancy this morning, I could have eaten a sausage roll, but I thought, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I think if I take a bite of a sausage roll, it'd be okay for about 5 seconds, and I think I want to throw up. So I'm not going to do that. There we go. I like to tell you all my personal problems when I come into the studio. I've missed you. You can check out the interview I did yesterday. That was a terrible laugh. That was kind of a fake laugh, but it wasn't. It's just like I can't laugh properly because I might start choking. So I have to go, like them. Anyway, yesterday my guest was D.S. Johnson Mills, who is a romance writer. Do check out the interview yesterday. That is now up online. And also a fantastic interview with Sylvia Kent, who was back in the studio looking amazing. So do check that out. It's got some really good figures listening in to a lot of the interviews that I've done over the last couple of months. So go and check out the interviews. And there's plenty more on there as well. Plenty more. What are they doing now? They're another go at Harry, are they, and Meghan? They don't Daily Mail. I mean, I am looking at the Daily Mail because it's free. I wouldn't pay for it. They've got a new thing now where they've got Mail Plus, which is where you can pay. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for it. But they don't seem to like Meghan and Harry very much, do they? Think it's horrible. I mean, I shouldn't read it really, but there we go. Kat Dealey, Ben Shepherd are revealed as Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield's permanent replacements after Kat suggests after more money. I like Ben. Kat's fine. I think they should have had two new faces and get new blood in there, really. They're not going to save the show and probably needs complete reworking. They should have had me. It could have been me and Bob. We would have done a good show on this morning. And we wouldn't have been that expensive. And we would have been real. You know, I could have been moaning on about midlife crisis. Bob could have been chatting about loads of things. He's good like that. And maybe actually Scott Ross would be good. Can you imagine Scott Ross doing one of his shady stories on a Monday and a Tuesday? But we should have just taken over. They should have come to Phoenix. We would have done it. Yeah, we could have put new blood into this morning. We've got some young people on the station as well. Yeah. Could have done that easy. It depends on my mood, though, really, when I'm doing, if I was doing TV. I don't know if I'd be the best person. I can't really hide it. I've got one of those faces that if my resting face, I look as miserable as sin. That's probably why I'm best for radio. But, yeah, I'd like to have a go on TV. I'd love it. Why not? Do you know what? I've thought about that sometimes. I thought, should I try and launch myself into midlife TV? But I don't know. I mean, where could you go? Maybe the BBC, because they have to have older people, or so they say. But anywhere else, you know, if you're over 30, you've had it, haven't you, really? Especially if you're a woman. Why is it you always get the women on any of these breakfast shows, right? They're always glamorous. They always wear dresses. So that's me out the picture for a start. None of them are fat. Well, I say fat. What we meant to say now, I am fat. But I'm just saying, okay, overweight or voluptuous, whatever way you want to put it. Alison Hammond, okay? Anybody else? No. So there we go. She's cornering the market, shall we say. But that's it. So if you're on TV and you don't get like the young, you always get the young sort of blonde or the young woman-ish, and then you get the guy. You know, the youngish guy, or sometimes it's an older guy, isn't it? That's normally the format they have. I don't know. It's but you don't see many big people on TV, and yet most of us are overweight. There we go. Happy days. Why am I making that noise down the microphone? I'm sorry about that. Snorty. If you want to get a little message on the radio, something nice, find me on Eat My Brunch across social media. Send me a message. You got too far this time. Yeah.
At the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Hearts a mess and heads ablaze, the nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself, alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange, 'cause you and I are strangers all over.
Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM. Ah, got my coffee. What's that noise? Can you hear that? It could be tinnitus, obviously, and if it is, you wouldn't be able to hear that anyway. Oh, the ailments. So I want to hear from you about best weekends. Let me know some really good weekends that you've been away in the UK, because I know it can be quite expensive. In fact, sometimes I think it's more expensive to stay in the UK than go somewhere else. But I wonder where you've been that's really nice, not too far away, maybe even in Essex. I did actually find a little retreat in Essex. I didn't, which is in Upminster, actually. It looked quite nice. But, yeah, let me know. So a little weekend away, but sort of Essex or just a little bit further out, not too far, that you've really enjoyed in the UK that doesn't break the bank. So somewhere you've been, you think, yeah, actually, this is a good one. Sometimes, though, I can appreciate you don't want to share it with anyone. You know, when you find like a nice restaurant or that you go, do I want to tell everybody about it or do I want to keep it a secret? Well, you can tell me. I'll tell everybody. All you need to do is find me on social media, Eat My Brunch. You can find me on TikTok, Twitter and Instagram. And you can send me a voice note on Facebook Messenger. As long as it's lovely, I'll play it out. Here is CeeLo Green, Music to My Soul.
because it's radio and it's local. Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, they get better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest trick you like. Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, they get better over time.
For Lizzo, after the there were some bullying allegations. I don't know if they've been dropped or it's disappeared. Isn't it? It is one of those things, though. If you're a celebrity, you can say, you know, everything against you, and then you automatically are seen as guilty. We are living in really strange times. You know, it's no like, well, I didn't do it. It's like, no, that's it. You've got that mark against you then. Very difficult. But I like that track. That's really good. That's Lizzo with Juice. And it's a clean version. I don't know what the dirty version is. I don't know why. Am I getting old? I mean, I don't know why we have to have a dirty version. Sometimes, you see, because I do the radio show, I do get sent in a lot of music to listen to. And most of it I will play on the show if I like it. That's another thing. I have to really like it. And then I get all overexcited about the track and everything else. You know what I'm like. But sometimes people have sent me in not radio edits, which have got a swear word. And you're like, well, and they try to push that through. Like you're not going to notice, because I have to listen to the songs. And you have to be really careful, because sometimes you can get an F-bomb in a song and you don't hear it the first time. You have to be really careful. But normally when that happens, I just don't play them. And that's the end of that. I don't want a song that's got swear words in it. For daytime, no. And in the evening, yeah, sometimes it can be appropriate. There can be songs where you go, yeah, you know, I don't mind that. It's got a swear word in it. But on daytimes, obviously, you can't play anything like that. So it's always good if you do send off your music anywhere to include the lyrics and say that it is a clean version, daytime friendly or whatever. Because it always just helps to have a look through. That's all. I'm eating the strawberries without any sugar. I'm not sure if I like them. I just saw a very strange, weird news story. But it is from the 6th of February, so you might have heard about it already. And it's to do with somebody's teeth. I don't know if I want to read that out, because it might make me feel a little bit queasy.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures. creatures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always lots and lots going on in and around Brentwood and Billericay, and we've got a great events guide, so make sure you check it out online. Now, let's have a quick look. Travels in Argentina, the Chancery Way Centre at Chancery Way in Billericay on Monday the 19th of February. A talk by Dr. Richard Rolfe, chairman of the BCCS Chelmsford branch, hosted by Billericay Horticultural Society, between 8 and 10 p.m. It's £3 for visitors, and everyone's welcome. Refreshments are available. Plenty more on our events guide, all the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, I should be speaking to Carlos Abril and Amelia Rose next week. Here they are, with Distance.
Something happens in the sky, relight tonight. Cause I caught you mine. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Don't know how we fall in the past, but I've been on my own for so long. This time it's on the table. Yeah.
So I guess they left the park.
This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour as I watch the windows on the second floor. The lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know.
When I look for the headphones and they're on my head. I do that every show, at least about five times. I don't know why I continue to do that, but never mind. That was ABBA with Don't Shut Me Down.
Love and hope is why I am here now.
To the O2 to see that. It is still on, isn't it? I'd love to go. I think a few people have gone and said it's, going to see the holographic kind of thing. It is really good.
Phoenix FM travel news.
I was going with the news, then I stopped. But back with the news, let's have a look. Now, Brook Street roundabout first off is nice and clear. Went round there earlier. A1023, no problems. Quite busy around Wilson's Corner. That's on the Ongar Road and coming up on the A128 as well. Temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 London Road, both ways at Spittle Lane. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside, you've got a clear round. Coming back through the tunnel, starting to get a little bit busy, and heading up to the M11, you've got a clear run, although looking a little bit busy heading out past Cooper's Sale at the moment, but nothing major. A12 is flowing nicely. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Now, I did mention about teeth. Sir Winston Churchill's teeth, apparently, were snapped up. How much do you reckon they went for? This is quite an old story from the 6th February, but I haven't sort of not been here. I haven't looked at kind of, weird news for you. Do you know how much they were? Sir Winston Churchill's false teeth. I'm going to tell you after this. Here's Take That with Shine.
you. You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all, you can have it all. It's not good for your health. I know that you can change. Clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes. You might just get a big surprise.
Mark there on vocals with Take That and Shine. So Winston Churchill's false teeth, they were snapped up for £18,000 at auction. Who does that? Wow. Churchill suffered from dental problems most of his life, having lost several teeth during his 20s. So he had up to four sets of teeth made for him. who paid £18,000 for his dentures? That's what I want to know. Who? The teeth were snapped up. More than double the £8,000 guide price. But do you know what I reckon it is? I'll tell you what it is. It's people, they buy these things, they're hoping to have DNA, and then they're going to recreate. There's probably labs all over the world, you know, recreating human beings and things like that. That's what I think they're doing. They mix them in with monkey DNA. I saw a program like that years ago. It was horrible. And the thing escaped. It was half human, half monkey. It was a horrible looking thing. And it went mad and started killing people. I can't remember the show, actually. But it's a bit like one of my favourite alien films with Sigourney Weaver, is where they've tried to sort of cross her with a human and the alien. And then she goes into this room and then it's full of her, but all different versions of her with like weird arms and legs. And oh, it's strange. Very, very strange. And they do actually, the clone that she is a perfect one. They've managed to map, but there's already about sort of 20 other ones that didn't quite make it. But they were, do you know what? I know it's illegal, but there must be places in the world, I don't know why I'm whispering like they can hear me, where they must be cloning things or mixing things to make new versions. Do you know what I mean? It all goes on. It's probably in Essex.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along. Then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you. And now your song is on repeat. And I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part.
Thank you.
That is Killer Star with Got Me All Wrong. Ended on a bit of a one, didn't it? No strawberries left. God, I can't believe I ate all of them. They were so nice. I don't even know the place they've come from. I've said to Bob, but they were just delicious. Oh, yeah, with a bit of sugar. I know, I'm glad you enjoyed them. I knew that they wouldn't last long around you. Oi! Oi! Bob, that's not nice, is it? I bet Bob, you know, Bob's probably bought, you know, strawberries for everyone. I'll put, oi, cheeky. He's not listening in. He listens to James O'Brien. Thanks, Bob, for your support. Right, let's have a look at some new music, shall we? Now, I've been playing this one out quite a bit, and they're doing ever so well. And they're also going to be on the BBC again. Now, they seem to love them on the BBC, but we did have them here first. Beat Bakery and Holly Berry with a track called So Hot.
I really want you. I know you feel it. You say you want me. Do you mean it?
Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich 2-hour musical tapestry meticulously created to uplift your spirits and set the path for the week ahead.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is